Hello.
Oh, hi, Danny. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Tina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way back from Grand Rapids.
Nice.
I was just thinking about you, too.
Yeah, I know. You said you'd call around 5:30, so I put it in my notes to follow up maybe an hour later if I didn't hear from you. How far is the drive from where you were to Grand Rapids?
It's 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you're probably almost halfway there?
I'm getting there. I'm well into my trip now. I wasn't done at 5:30. Tree, it's hard to say exactly with tree work when you're going to get done, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I'm really glad that you called. So what I want to do is I want to update the information tomorrow. Okay, I had to go out of town to work with a different contractor for a couple days, but I'll be back in town tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll be back in town tonight, but let's get together tomorrow, okay, and let's switch over some information. Listen, Tina, I want to keep the site, okay?
Okay.
But I don't, honestly, as far as the other stuff, because it's $100 to maintain the site, right?
If you cancel the program and just keep the site, it's a one-time buyout of $99 to keep the domain, but that gives you DannysTreeServiceMI.com as an empty domain, and then you have to go to another company and build a new site. If you want to keep the site and the content, it's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site, and that way the whole site and the content stays up and running.
Well, that's perfect. Can we do something like that? Like switch the program? Because it's just, Tina, it's becoming that time of year where where things are winding down, because this happens every year, you know, and I've got to start to look at costs, you know, and just kind of see what's helping me and what I need to wait until the next season, you know?
Yep. We can do that. I do want to let you know, just in case, you know, you haven't been on your dashboard, but in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 98 times, and you've had 41 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. The $49 package for the website, yes, I can put you in it, but I don't ever recommend it, Danny, unless it's the absolute last resort, and here's why. A website in and of itself will never, ever bring you a new client, right? So the specialty of what we do is we give that site exposure. So right now it's attached to Google and Bing and all the directories. It's mobily optimized, coming up from the searches on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So if you go to that $49 package, all of that unravels and you just keep a website. So, you know, it might become like a billboard out in the desert. You know, people can't hire you from it if it's not being found. So,
okay.
You know, that's my only concern with you, you know, wanting to kind of cut back that far with it. We do offer, what I would suggest is we offer something that's called a seasonal hold. So what we could do is maybe keep you in the package with the Google optimization. Once you pay tomorrow, I will push your next billing out 30 days. So you'll be paid in full all the way to November 13th. Okay, so you'll have the whole rest of the month to take advantage of the program. And then what you could do, if you're kind of slow down during the winter months, you could, you know, do the seasonal hold where they would not charge you for November, December, and January. And then in February, you would start back up again. And the benefit of doing the seasonal hold is everything pauses during the seasonal hold, but they don't completely unravel everything. You know, so I think that that's a much better option for you, because that way, you know, you might even get some people, you know, looking you up in between, you know, that you'll still get some jobs trickling in here and there.
So when you do the pause, I'm still optimized? Is that how that...
So what happens during a seasonal hold is everything stays active, but they don't do any active programming on the account. So no, the positioning on the first page will not stay there, because you stay there because we do the Google algorithms that are changing every day. They go in and they update your information. You know, sometimes it's 3 or 4 or 5 times a day that those revisions come in. So that's what keeps you on the first page. But when an account goes into a seasonal hold, everything stays active, which means, yes, you'll have your Google listing that's still verified and published, but it will slip off the first page without that day-to-day programming being done.
Okay, so when you say on the first page of Google, what does that mean?
What that means is that when somebody does a search, for example, let's say they put in tree service, tree removal, tree trimming, stump grinding, if that's one of your services, and they put that into Google, right now we're making sure that Danny's Tree Service comes up on the first page. And that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. So Yeah, that's where the strong return on investment comes from, and that's why I'm seeing, you know, good results on the dashboard for you as far as clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So I think, you know, if it were me, I'd probably, you know, stick with the program and not do anything so drastic as going to just the site hosting. But if you want to do that, I'll definitely do it for you.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't understand. I didn't understand any of this until you just explained it to me.
Have you not been on your dashboard? Because we sent you a login to your dashboard so that you can kind of go in and check the results.
Yeah, I what I should have done, because I got to tell you, it's just hectic for me, all right? And I've got a secretary who's handling that part of it, okay? So I haven't even looked at the dashboard. I get an email from you guys when I get, like, a new lead, okay, and my secretary looks that stuff up and sends it to me. So
okay.
I haven't even been on the dashboard yet. It's just really hectic. It's hard for me to climb trees and then handle all that. But I love it. That's a better plan. I didn't know that, I didn't know how you guys worked, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how it worked, you know.
Well, I'm glad we talked then, Danny, because I resent the email with the login, and if you have access to Danny's Tree Service 565@gmail.com, what I would suggest is, and this is why I love our dashboard, is oftentimes I talk to business owners that are out in the field 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they don't have a lot of time to tinker around with it. So if you only have a free moment at 2 a.m., so be it. You can access this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I think that will be very insightful. Now, the last lead that came through, you probably didn't get it because the account hadn't been paid. But I'll tell you, there was a guy named Michael Roycraft, unless he could have called you. He's on 1803 Ardmore Drive in Ferndale. And he wanted a quote for a large tree trimmed. It's about 40 foot high, overhangs the electrical line to the house, and overhangs part of the roof. So did you get that one?
I don't do the estimates either. I just do the field work. So my partner Bob, my secretary sends Bob the leads. There's something about that sounds familiar, the 40-foot tall thing.
Good.
Yeah, I think we actually did that one.
Okay.
But I'm not sure they all melt together after a while, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So how those leads work, just so that you know, Danny, is we're optimizing your business to show on the first page. So most people, when they look up tree service, they're going to click to call you if they're on a smartphone, or they'll go to your website for immediate contact, and they'll never fill that form out because they've already contacted you, right? But there will be occurrences that they can't contact you right when they find you because maybe they're with family or they're at work. So in those, rare occurrences, they'll put into the, there's a form on your site that says contact us. So they'll fill out that form, what it is that they need, and then in that instance, you get those leads, and those are all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package because they're all a part of your Google listing. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that'll keep going. One thing I want to tell you, though, I always tell people when I hear this, when I call out, if your secretary or office manager is taking the client calls, we're promoting the phone number that ends in,
3597.
It's her number, 3597. Yeah. So 3597, yes. When I called that number a couple times, it said that the voicemail box was full. So I always tell people that, especially if they're paying us to do marketing and to, you know, get their phone ringing with new business, and then I hear that the voicemail box is full, you know, I always say that might be a missed opportunity, because if it's a client calling, you know, they might just hang up and call the next guy. But also, I never know when my voicemail box is full that it's full unless someone tells me, you know. So just kind of give her a little friendly reminder that the voicemail box is full, and then she can clear it out. And that way, when clients call, they can at least put, you know, their name and number into her voicemail for you, you know.
I got you, Tina. Thank you for telling me that. I didn't know that. Of course.
Yeah, that's why I always tell people when I see that, I make like a little side note, because again, I never know when my mailbox is full. So if you like, Danny, I can update your billing right now and just charge it tomorrow if you think that that would work.
The thing is I'm driving right now. I'm on the freeway.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to
do that
on the freeway.
Yeah, but I'm totally, listen, what time do you get in the office?
I come in at 10 o'clock Eastern. We're on Pacific, so 7 o'clock my time would be 10 o'clock your time.
Oh, 10 a.m. Let me see. Why don't you call me? Call me at 10 a.m. So call me when you come into the office, and I'll have my card right there.
Give me like a 15-minute window, because we have a meeting real quick in the morning when we meet. So I'll call you, you know, sometime maybe between 10 and 10:30, just to, you know, give me a window. And then we'll take care of you then, okay? And then remember, you're supposed to get billed again on October 30th. I see that's your billing cycle. But tomorrow's going to be the 13th, and I don't want you to have another payment that close together. So like I said, once we collect this tomorrow, I'll push the next one out 30 days.
That is perfect. Thank you so much, Tina.
All right, no problem. I'm happy that we talked, and then if you have any questions, you know, down the road, when you get on the dashboard, you can call me, but it's pretty self-explanatory. It'll show you all of the results that you're getting from all the different sources. Now, you had a lot of results coming from Facebook ads, but at some point you wanted those taken off, but if you ever want to reinstate those, we can do that for you as well.
So how much is my billing right now?
It's $199 month to month, but when you started, it was $299, so that extra $100 was going to Facebook ads. So at some point, those Facebook ads were taken off, but if you ever want to reinstate them, because it's saying that while they were active, you had 265 clicks to the ads in the Facebook page. So, you know, it probably was bringing you, you know, some money here and there too, but, it's a cheaper package to go without it, but sometimes it's, you know, more return if you bundle with the Facebook ads.
I gotcha. See, because honestly, you know, we're tapering down, so if it just, you know, if I could see results from it, you know, I'm not opposed to trying it, you know. It's only $100 for the whole month, you know.
Right.
Let me figure that out, okay?
But if you do try it again, at least get on the dashboard so you can track it and see, you know, where those clicks are coming from, you know? Because if not, it feels like you're probably just throwing money down the toilet if you can't, you know, see the results. So,
you know, that's kind of where I was at as far as my thinking, because, you know,
absolutely.
I didn't know. I never looked at the dashboard, you know. I looked at it like a couple times when I first started.
Yeah.
And, then I just got busy, and I hired the secretary to manage that stuff. And that's how I was feeling, you know. Like, you know. But, yeah, let me work it out. And and then call me tomorrow. We'll update my billing, and I'll know by tomorrow morning whether we're going to go along with the Facebook ads.
Okay, and I just sent another email. You can tell your secretary it's coming if she has access to it. You're doing really, really good in the reviews category. You have 3 5-star reviews and 1 4-star review on your Google listing, but nothing fresh posted since last month. So I want to, you know, help you get some more 5-star reviews. So I sent you a little review generator email, and that's something that's pretty simple. Your secretary can, you know, figure that out. She'll just copy and paste it and send it to some of the past clients. And then it's hooked up to your Google listing. So when your clients click on it, it will automatically take them to your listing. And, you know, because it's so simple, most people will just click on it and go on there and give you 5 stars. It takes them 2 seconds to do it, and then that will help you with not only better placement but also a higher conversion.
I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yep.
I'm so glad I talked to you.
Yeah, I'm happy that I talked to you, too. Sometimes I don't realize that the business owner's in the dark like that, but we have a lot of scenarios like that where, you know, there's someone in the office that handles all the client calls, and then sometimes I talk to the business owner and they hang up on me. I don't want local slush. Who are you? And then the person in the office has to call them and explain it. Look, we're getting all these results from it, and you know, you don't even realize because I'm the one that's taking the calls, you know?
well, you know what's funny too, Tina, is, You wouldn't believe how inundated we are with sales calls. You know, I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Angie's leads, and I don't even have the business phone. Angie's leads calls my personal phone probably 4 times a month.
Wow.
Probably 3 or 4 times a month. And that's not even the business phone. That's my personal phone. You know, because it's affiliated with, you know, my business phone, and so that's another reason why too, just so that you know, there's a whole bunch of sales calls coming in, you know. But, let me get this straight for you. Call me in the morning. Let's update my information, and let's get this going.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you in the morning, and in the meantime, have a safe drive back to Grand Rapids. Okay.
Thank you, Tina. Have a great night.
Okay, you too, John. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.